I was noticing on YouTube you were doing an interview, and I couldn't help but notice you have interesting tattoos on your hand and arm. They look beautiful. Are there special meanings? How did you come to having tattoos?
Well, you know, the Muscogee Creek people, we tattooed extensively before Christianity took hold. If you look at an image that my great-grandfather, Manaho, he's in one of the McKinney Hall prints. You can see part of his face is tattooed, and women tattooed too. And so I lived in Hawaii for almost 12 years with friends, mostly hung out with the Hawaiians there, and with friends, Keone Nunez, who helped bring back Hawaiian tattoo art. He was taught actually by a Samoan man who is a major tattoo artist. He did my first tattoos and the last one I had. The one on my hand I got when I went to Tahiti. I love the islands, the Pacific Islands. I've always have since I was a little kid. I got to go to Tahiti, which was a dream, and decided to get a tattoo there, and I kept seeing them on both hands. But after when we did one hand, I thought, that's enough. It was, you know, it's so intense. But there's stories in it. I told him why I wanted it, because there's a reason. You don't just, there is a whole reason. And there was a ceremony I did before going in. So in that design is part of my story.
Part of your heritage. And you're probably happy to tell these young people you weren't part of the craze that's on now. This goes way, way back.
Yeah, it goes way back. And yet, I think it's something people have always done, though, I think. And
how about
just let people loose without law? You know, people, it's natural. Body art is kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful, as I told. At Indian school, we would find things to do on the weekend. One weekend, all of us young Indian girls were taken in by the image of Summer Blonde on this hair color, so we decided to buy boxes of Summer Blonde and do our hair, and we thought we would look like casually blonde, and we all came out with peroxide hair. Another weekend, somebody started tattooing, you know, with ink and a pen. People were putting their boyfriend's initials on, and I said, you know, that's going to be with you your whole life.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm glad I didn't tattoo anything then. I thought about it, and I said, no, there's nothing I want to tattoo on myself forever.
You had wisdom at an early age, didn't you?
Oh, sometimes and sometimes not.